Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
job you like me.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 44 degrees.
JFHFTS. Monitor it.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
JFA, EDA, morning Gilbert, customer repeater.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
AF8FTS monitoring.
KGG, anyone on frequency?
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. KC8TVX. This is KBYS. Am I making it? Yep, you're making it. I think you got everything done there. We're just building the Mako V58 here. Yep, I see you are. You see that picture you sent me, that's what that is. You putting that up today? I don't know if I'm going to do it today. I may, I don't know. I'm going to tune it anyway. I'm going to do it on the ground here. I'm going to get it all tuned in there, put it together. I already had it built, most of it. I just had to put the bottom part back together. That kind of actually been out for a couple of years. I brought it back down. I got a big fire going across the road, burning off a bunch of pallets and stuff. It's pretty cold out, though. I had to come in. My hands are getting cold. Yeah, it's a little bit chilly today. Well, my wife and I are going to go to Texas Roadhouse in Saginaw to get some, what do you call it? I guess late lunch. Late lunch, early dinner, or something like that. Where are we at? We're just about up here to I-75, I believe, on 46. Oh, Roger. Can you get into the Lansing repeater from here? From your cabin on 8? I doubt it. I doubt it. What repeater are you talking about? 147280. 100 PL. Where's the repeater actually at? Is that the one that's in Okemos? I don't know. It's north of Lansing a little bit, it looks like, on the map here. I don't know where Okemos is. I'm not familiar with that area downstate. Well, Okemos is east of 127. It's kind of between Lansing and St. John's, I think. This is showing Ingham County, KBALCY, I don't know. Shows it's 88 miles south of here. I don't think I can bring it up. I'm inside right now. I'm not on the big antenna. This one's only like 40 feet. It's a single bay. I'm holding that pole pointed southwest. How many miles are you from Lansing? Right now, or back at my cabin, John Jonesville, Lansing. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I can probably bring it up from Jonesville without an issue. Because if it's a repeater I'm thinking of, it's got a pretty good footprint on it. Four. Oh, the fire's starting to roar over there now. There you go. Well, we're going to go to Saginaw there and eat, and then we'll head back to the cabin. But we got to leave here tomorrow morning between 10 and 10:30 probably. Penny's got a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock, so we got to be back down there by 2. 1:30. So I'll be back down there by 1:30. That'll get her to her doctor's appointment on time. Yeah, top four. Yeah, I was just curious. Because we can all get into this repeater, I think. So. Am I making it into the repeater okay, or is it all static? Usually it's full scale, but today it's only half. No, you're fine getting in there. There's a little bit of noise on your signal, but nothing major. I mean, I hear every word you're saying, no problem. Alright. Yeah, that's all I'm doing. Just thinking all that antenna. I don't know if it'll go up today. It probably won't, because I got to change the mast though, or come up with a mounting solution, because it takes a 1-inch or a 1 1/4 mast. Well, I don't have any 1 1/4. I got 1 1/2, and I got 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch. I don't have 1 1/4. Yeah, it takes a regular standard 10-foot piece of mast pipe, probably. I think that's what them are, as 1 1/4. I may have one. I'll just have to take out. There's still snow on the ground. I can't hardly do anything around here. Everything's froze down. Yeah, I know. You down here inside, you know, they don't have any snow on the ground. Nothing. I don't even think the ground's frozen. No, the ground's not frozen. Because when we took breaks out there I walked around outside, and no, the ground's not frozen either. So, yep, it's all good down here. It's springtime. It's melting here. Most of my yard's all melted off, but it's slow. It's definitely slow. But I like it. Because I'm getting all this crap burned up across the road. Big pile of crap over there. Pallets and whatnot. Old junk wood. Neighbors threw a bunch of crap in there, so I figured better burn it now before it dries out and fire danger. Yeah, probably. Alright, but I'm gonna let you go. We're getting ready to get off the exit here to go down to Texas Roadhouse. And I think we're within about a mile or two from Texas Roadhouse. So I'll let you go. I'll holler back at you when we get headed back towards the cabin. KDYS, KC8QDX. Alright, be careful. Have a good meal. We'll catch you later. KDYS, stand by.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, help. Testing repeated.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, rain, 40 degrees. connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 39 degrees.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo at control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. This event meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on our near a frequency of 3.93 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5.346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AUXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NGS, Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to be part of this net. This is the ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NGS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the Freenet group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo, in and out. November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, in and out. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. November 8 November Oscar Romeo, in and out. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha. And November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, and KDFWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations more than ask me to call.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Good copy, Don. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call.
November 8th, Quebec,
November 8th, Quebec,
Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, in and out. Roger, I added you to the list. Thank you for checking in. Other stations, please call. All right, we're glad you just started. Got Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Is it available this afternoon for the net? Although he passed along some traffic that the planning is going to start the spring simulated emergency test. That planning starts this week. So looking forward to help out with that. As far as anything that I got for District 5 or anything related there, we have... don't really have anything coming up this week. Next week, Monday, I'm hoping to do the District 5 emergency coordinator meeting, hopefully, and go from there. All right, so we'll get started here at the top of the list. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
KD8RHB in the net, this is TABD. My name is Jim. I'm EC in Washtenaw County. It's a little white this week here. We've got some meeting schedules coming up both in April and May to try and go through and sort of chat with the first of AC people, then the general artistry people, get those together and do a face-to-face. That's always good. Other than that, start to think about the spring SEP. That's always an interesting time. And other than that, basically just enjoying the skip-going March weather. Thanks for having that track. Back to you, Kilo 8, Julian, Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Well put on the weather. Good to hear you today. All right, next station is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papad.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papad. This is the distribution of the cartoon.
First time checking in and trying to learn how to do this, and just want to thank everybody for this here. And this is KF8, GD8 clear.
All right, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. It's awesome. First time checking in. We do this every Sunday at the same time. Usually I miss or close to it, or we use one of our own tips. Good to have you. Yeah, good to have you here. Hope to hear you next week, too. All right, I'm going to take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Board? Please call.
Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha.
All right, Anna Jones,
This is WB8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Over.
Roger, Charlie. I got you in there.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha.
Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha. Roger, I got you added to the list. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call. Good afternoon. Next station is November 8th, Quebec. 80 Quebec. Drop the comment.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for running control this evening. Jay here in Detroit. Quick update on our Windlink node and APRS peer-to-peer that we're working to build in downtown Detroit. Had a chance to visit the site on Friday. Had a great opportunity to get up on the roof and plan what we intend to do for antennas and routing and those kinds of things. So
Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha. A lot of digital noise coming through here on this side. I don't know what's going on. I am interested in setting up a station just like the Detroit station is. I'm in Flint, Michigan, so I would like to put on a BBS. I'm kind of bouncing between whether I should do it on 70 centimeters or 2 meters. That's about it. This is Mike, and my name and my call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha, Flint, Michigan.
Very good, Mike. Good to have you on today, and yeah, hopefully, we can work that out as well. So, alright, I'll keep the team by. Please call JD area. hearing none. I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their afternoon and having a good time today. So, everyone, be safe. Be sensitive to the weather and all that good stuff. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. You have a wonderful week. We'll try this again next week if I'm still alive. And it'll be you.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees.
NAWCD, KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWCD. Good evening. Well, you made it through another long weekend. You can skip that one off, and the downside this week, long weekend to look ahead to. How'd we do today? I think you said you were the only senior in the room today.
You know, it wasn't too bad today. It was busy, but Clinton handed us a three-car accident up on Metro, and thankfully the truck's on to handle it, and it was busy, but it wasn't bad.
Well, I'm happy for you in that regard. At least get the people to handle, especially the three-car accident, and, especially for a Sunday, usually a lot of times, I think that would be the case for you guys, but usually you're running minimum at that, and people want to get, or if you are above minimum, people want to get out, go home early or something, but I'm happy how it worked out for you.
Yeah, usually we're a minimum. Usually we're begging people to come in and trying to get calls handled at an appropriate time. And thankfully today it wasn't the case. So I'll take it. I'm happy with today. But, how was your day today?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm glad you got through, and even with the minimum there, you made it through. But we're doing pretty good here. Went to church this morning. Logan and I had a good message. Talked about Lazarus, John chapter 11. He did a good job. A lot of good music today. Pretty good crowd. Saw Dave there at FPS church. Glad to see him. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. It's been a little rough at times, but hanging in there.
Yeah. I'm glad you're able to go to church this morning, and heard a good sermon. That's good. I'm glad you're able to do that there, Dad. That's good. You'll have them rough days sometimes. It's one of those things, I guess. And, hard. Certain days are easier than others, but...
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. It's been good. I'm gonna, you know, for right now, I'm going to keep going to the Bible Baptist Church. You know, people have been gracious. They've been kind. And I'm glad. I, you know, reach out to them. It's so reacquainted, obviously, people through the years, and some of the newer ones. So I'm happy. Talked to Emily there for a few minutes. She's telling me about her family. She's got four kids living at home. It was pretty good. It's just, just trying to go through some of the stuff again, working through some more clothes here a few minutes ago. Kind of the finality of it. But hey, like Pastor Dave said, glad to hear on earth, but alive forevermore with the Lord.
Yeah, I'm glad for the church. They're good people. They love you, and they care for you. I'm glad that you're going there. Like I said, it's a good church. It's been good to be in there. And people who support you and, know what you're about. Like I said, it's not a goodbye, or, it's not eternal. It's just for a short while.
NAWCB, yes, that's right. It's just so long for now, and see you soon. But anyway, it's a little bit, as I look at myself today, it's a little bit more conservative than what I've been at and where I'm at right now. But right now, it's a safe choice, and it's not far away. Pretty easy to get across, and it's St. 19 across over the mountain. Light up that way. It seems to work best. Just take it one Sunday at a time. See how we're feeling. All good in that regard.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah, and you guys got lots of time. You got time to decide what you want to do, and you decide, hey, that's where I want to go, then, hey, that's good. That's your choice, and, that's right. And, if not, then, that's fine, too. You have to go where you're comfortable and what works for you, and, you've got time to decide, and, not something that you have to make a quick decision about either.
That's very true. And I think maybe, as I'm looking at things, I'm kind of pushing things along a little bit, trying to push, move things along. And it's going to take a little bit of time. So we've got the time, and it's all good in that way. But, I heard Lee, too, up north, and they had a good service up there today, too, so they didn't have, they weren't able to have it last week because of the weather, so they were kind of glad to get back together, and I'm happy for them also in that way.
Yeah, good thing they had a good break in the weather, break in the snow there. We were able to have services there. Lee was happy about that.
Yeah, he said he was out in Greenville, too, about, I think it was week ago, and it says about 80 degrees down there, and I guess Tim and Melissa are going to go down to New Orleans. They've got something for this for their Freedom That Lasts, the chapter they want to start down there. So working on that, and then Lee's coming back, and he's going to have surgery, and he's going to be out for about 3 weeks. His tonsils, he's going to have something with his sinuses or something, but it's you know, that's going to kind of put him out of commission there for a little bit. Anyway, it sounds like other than that, they're doing pretty good up there as well.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing well. I'm glad. I'm glad for them. And, hopefully the surgery will go well for them. And, it'll be down for a little bit, but a little bit of rest is good. Sometimes it's what you need.
Yes, exactly on that one, and I'm sure that'll give him a little bit of a chance to do that, especially since that the doctorate is finished, and there's a lot of other stuff, busyness going on up there as well. But, anyway, I've talked about that. How are you and your family doing? How's everything going with you guys? NAWC.
We're doing all right. Got home yesterday and had dinner and ended up falling asleep pretty early. So, full night's rest, which is good. I needed it. Just getting the house cleaned up and trying to get ready for spring. We're plugging along, trying to get stuff done, and neighborhood there, we try to do, I guess they do like a clean-up day, so we're making sure that things are kind of straightened up outside, and getting things situated there, so it's good.
Well, I kind of figured you're gonna eat and fall asleep there last night. You probably needed it there, as much much as it's been going, and a lot of the stress that's been going on. Also, I'm glad for you in that way that you got a little extra rest. Like I say, it's good to have those spring cleaning days. That kind of helps out, cleaning up, getting rid of stuff, and fixing stuff from the hard winter, and sprucing up for spring, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm tired. It's just been a lot going on, and it was Friday. I had a hard time staying awake at work. I was just kind of sitting there, and closed my eyes for a minute. I think Billy saw me and pulled me in. He's like, "You doing okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like, just tired." He's like, "Yeah, just sitting here for a few minutes, just the breeze and you relax and make sure you're okay." So he checks in on me, make sure I'm good.
Good. I'm glad he did that. And, at least get you away from the desk for a few minutes and just kind of see how you're doing in that. I'm glad they're taking care of you in that way. It's, like you say, it's been a lot of stress and a lot of house upsets and that. Just trying to get your bearings, your footings, and get that going again. And it's all good, and I guess we keep moving on to the best.
There's a lot going on, and just trying to keep going and maintain and stuff like that, but Yeah, it'll be all right. A couple things to do tomorrow. I've got a, we got some stuff around the house to do, and I got some ARPS things I got to do tomorrow, so I'll be too busy.
Well, it sounds like you, you know, you, at least you got tomorrow all mapped out there, and ARPSP stuff, gotta keep that going. And I'm running around. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a little guy somewhere in that house that has a birthday tomorrow too, is what I hear.
He does. Zach had a birthday, and that's what we got to run out here as soon as I get in. Got to run to the store and get him a birthday gift. So he's excited about that, the birthday cake and stuff. But it's good. It's good to celebrate his birthday.
Well, I hope Zach has a good birthday there tomorrow, and happy birthday to a man alive. Like I was telling Emily today, you know, enjoy your kids while you can. They grow up fast. Time flies there, and they get bigger and such. So you know, got to be able to enjoy them while they're little.
Yeah, that's for sure. They get big quick. I don't like it, but part of life, I guess. It's one of those things, you know. But, well, Dad, I am home. I'm going to head in here real quick and drop my stuff off and head right back out the door. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll talk here soon.
Yeah, kind of figured you were home there. I heard some little voices there in the background, so I'm glad you made it home safe. But I'm glad you made it to the weekend, too, and enjoyed the conversations there. Thanks for the ride along tonight. Enjoy your couple days off there. Say happy birthday, Zach, and definitely have to hook up here as well. But anyway, like I say, let you head in. I know you've got to go back out, so be safe. Tell everyone hello. 73 Houston 88. See you and the family. And we'll talk again soon. Enjoy your days off and your evening. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Like I said, if you need anything tonight, let us know. And I think, we're looking at doing a joint birthday there with Mike and Zach, so we'll get you a date here. But enjoy your night, and we'll talk here later. 73s and 88s, you and Mom. 88YNU, but...
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
Network test 1-2.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Okay. I'm keying up all three networks, statewide 1 and 2 at the same time. VHF, and all the CMN Network. WFSM. VHF 1, 2, 3, 1. Multi-select 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Radius for testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, multi-select 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. VHF test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All RF 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All call multi-select, UHF, VHF 220 analog, statewide 1, statewide 2, DMR.
VHF 1, 2, 3.
Connected to CMN Network.
MCC 31.